USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her first overseas trip Tuesday after sitting down with the President of Mexico to discuss the root causes of the crisis at the U.S. southern border. Speaking to reporters, Harris said that dealing with the flow of migrants to the southern border is a multifaceted problem.
Let's approach this in a way that acknowledges there are many factors. And as with any intractable issue, we cannot be simplistic and assume that there is only one element or way of approaching the overall problem. If this were easy, it would have been handled a long time ago.
The vice president also said that she would visit the southern border, but gave no indication as to when that would happen. She has faced criticism for not having visited the border after being tapped by President Biden to deal with the crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week as he wraps up his first overseas trip. Biden is expected to bring up a recent wave of cyber attacks in the U.S. that have been traced back to criminals operating in Russia. Some critics have called the face-to-face meeting premature, but Senator Chris Coons disagrees. The Connecticut Democrat tells MSNBC that there is no better time to push back against the Russians.
There is no better time for him to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin and confront him about his destabilizing actions, his aggression against the entire West, than just following on the heels of what I believe will be successive constructive meetings with the UK, with the EU, with NATO leadership. I think there's no better time for President Biden to make it clear in person to President Putin exactly what he intends to do to push back on Russian aggression.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Arizona's Attorney General has reached a settlement with three large meal delivery services over discounts they were offering. Tim Berg reports.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, and you know, you've talked about this. All of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left, the far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American's about.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named the NBA's most valuable player on Tuesday, becoming the sixth international player to win the award. He finished the regular season averaging 26 points and 11 rebounds a game, shooting nearly 39% from three-point range. Jokic is also the first center to win the most valuable player since 2000, when Shaquille O'Neal won his only MVP title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.